Unit 2. Focus 1. Language Skills. Section 1. Model Passage Reading.
Luck. I was at a dinner in London given in honor of one of the most celebrated English military men of his time. I will just call him Lieutenant General Lord Arthur Scoresby. I cannot describe my excitement when I saw this great and famous man. There he sat, the man himself, in person, all covered with medals. I could not take my eyes off him. He seemed to show the true mark of greatness. The hundreds of eyes watching him, the worship of so many people, did not seem to make any difference to him. Next to me sat a clergyman, who was an old friend of mine. During the first half of his life, he was a teacher in the military school at Woolwich. There was a strange look in his eye as he leaned toward me and whispered, "Privately, he is a complete fool. He doesn't deserve the honor at all." He meant, of course, the hero of our dinner. This came as a shock to me. I looked hard at him. I could not have been more surprised if he had said the same thing about Napoleon or Socrates or Solomon. I wanted to find out more about our hero as soon as I could. These are his exact words. About 40 years ago, I was an instructor in the military college at Woolwich when young Scoresby was given his first examination. It was painful to see him stand there stiffly and give answers that were miracles of stupidity. When examined again, he came through very well on the day of the examination. The instructor's feedback to his defense at the examination was highly positive. In sharp contrast, others who knew 1,000 times more than him received severe criticism. By some strange, lucky accident, he was asked no questions but those I made him study. Such an accident does not happen more than once in 100 years. Then the Crimean War broke out. He was appointed an officer, a captain of all things. Who could have dreamed that they would place such a responsibility on such weak shoulders as his? And there, oh dear, it was terrible. Mistakes, fearful mistakes. Why? He never did anything that was right. Nothing but mistakes. But, you see, nobody knew the secret of how stupid he really was. Everybody misunderstood his actions. They saw his stupid mistakes as works of great intelligence. They did, honestly. His smallest mistakes made a man in his right mind cry and shout, and scream, too, to himself, of course. And what kept me in continual fear was the fact that every mistake he made increased his glory and fame. He continued to climb up over the dead bodies of his superiors. Then, in the hottest moment of one battle, down went our colonel. My heart jumped into my mouth, for Scoresby was the next in line to take his place. "Now we are in for it," I said. The battle grew hotter. The English and their partners were steadily retreating all over the field. Our regiment occupied a position that was extremely important. One mistake now would bring total disaster. And what did Scoresby do this time? He just mistook his left hand for his right hand, that was all. He was ordered to fall back and reinforce our right. Instead, he moved forward and went over the hill to the left. We were over the hill before this crazy movement could be discovered and stopped. And what did we find? A large and unsuspected Russian army waiting. And what happened? Were we trapped? Were we all killed? That is exactly what would have happened in 99 cases out of 100. But no. Those surprised Russians thought that no one regiment by itself would come around there at such a time. It must be the whole British army, they thought. They turned tail. Away they went over the hill and down into the field in wild disorder, and we after them. In no time, there was the greatest turnaround you ever did see. The British turned defeat into a sweeping and shining victory. The Allied commander looked on, his head filled with wonder, surprise, and joy. He motioned for Scoresby to come over and put his arms around him and hugged him on the field in front of all the armies. Scoresby became famous that day as a great military leader, honored throughout the world. That honor will never disappear while history books last. He is just as nice and pleasant as ever, but he still does not know enough to come in out of the rain. He is the stupidest man in the universe. I say again, as I did at the dinner, Scoresby's a complete fool.
New words.
Military.
Lieutenant.
Excitement.
Worship.
Clergyman.
Deserve.
Hero.
Instructor.
Stiffly.
Stupidity.
Feedback.
Defense.
Contrast.
Severe.
Criticism.
Accident.
Appoint.
Captain.
Responsibility.
Fearful.
Secret.
Misunderstand.
Action.
Intelligence.
Scream.
Continual.
Glory.
Fame.
Superior.
Battle.
Colonel.
Retreat.
Regiment.
Occupy.
Position.
Total.
Disaster.
Reinforce.
Movement.
Unsuspected.
Trap.
Disorder.
Sweeping.
Allied.
Commander.
Motion.
Hug.
Disappear.
Universe.
Proper nouns.
Arthur Scoresby.
Woolwich.
Napoleon.
Socrates.
Solomon.
Crimean War. Section 2. Listening and Speaking. Listening. 1. Listen to a conversation on the text only once, and then fill in the blanks according to what you've just heard.
Wow, John, what a great honor for us to sit at the same table with the great man.
Who do you mean? Lieutenant General Arthur Scoresby?
Of course him. Who else do you think deserves my worship?
You silly guy. Worship a fool.
What? You don't know what you're talking about. How could you say that?
Really? He's nothing but a fool.
You look serious. So that must be true. Tell me the truth, please.
Look, I was his instructor when he was in a military college. He was so stupid that he failed to give smart answers to all the questions at his first exam.
Then how could a fool become a captain?
Good question. And this is just what confuses me these years. He is a real lucky dog, you know? When the second exam came, he came through well because he was only asked the questions to which he knew the answers. And then in the war, he was appointed captain.
He was really lucky, but how can a fool command the army?
Though a fool, good luck always went with him. Guess what? Once he was ordered to fall back and support the right, but this fool moved forward and went to the left, because the fool just couldn't tell his right hand from his left one.
What a stupid mistake! So the army...
lost the war? Oh, no! Fortunately, his foolish mistake actually brought the army a complete victory.
Two. Listen to a conversation twice and then answer the questions.
Your passport, please.
Here it is.
How long will you stay in the UK?
About 10 days.
What's the purpose of your visit?
To visit a relative.
Where are you going to stay?
At my friend's place.
Do you have anything to declare?
No. Everything in these suitcases is for my personal use.
Would you please open your suitcases?
All right.
What's this in the box?
A pair of trousers. It's a gift for my friend. These are bottles of wine and cigarettes.
Since you are only allowed to bring in 2 bottles of wine and 400 cigarettes, you'll have to pay duty on the excess.
Am I allowed to bring in this fruit?
Sorry, but you must leave it here.
Now listen again, please.
Your passport, please.
Here it is.
How long will you stay in the UK?
About 10 days.
What's the purpose of your visit?
To visit a relative.
Where are you going to stay?
At my friend's place.
Do you have anything to declare?
No. Everything in these suitcases is for my personal use.
Would you please open your suitcases?
All right.
What's this in the box?
A pair of trousers. It's a gift for my friend. These are bottles of wine and cigarettes.
Since you are only allowed to bring in 2 bottles of wine and 400 cigarettes, you'll have to pay duty on the excess.
Am I allowed to bring in this fruit?
Sorry, but you must leave it here.
Three. Listen to a passage twice and then choose the best answer to each question.
Numbers play a role second only to food in Chinese custom and culture. It is believed that numbers can determine a person's fate, like the naming of a child. As a matter of fact, the Chinese number game is a typical case of civilization versus tradition, where tradition often rules. According to our tradition, certain numbers are considered lucky and others unlucky. The luckiest number in Chinese culture is 8. As the Chinese think, 8 sounds like the word of prosper. 9 is also a fortunate number, something to do with longevity. 6 makes another lucky sign. 4, on the contrary, is a very unlucky number. As in Chinese, it sounds like the word for death. Thus, some Chinese, keeping to custom, try to avoid the number 4 in, for example, car number plates, house addresses, etc. It is the psychological factor that makes people believe in lucky numbers. Some people do have their own special lucky numbers and take it very seriously. As many Chinese people set their joyous events on days that carry lucky numbers, May the 18th is surely a good day for businesses to open or young couples to get married. specifically selected for the lucky implication of the day, I shall be prosperous, 我要发。
Questions. 1. What is the most important thing in Chinese custom and culture, according to the passage?
2. Which of the following has the ruling power as is shown by the Chinese number game?
3. Which of the following numbers symbolizes a long life in Chinese culture?
4. According to the Chinese number game, which of the following would be least welcome?
5. What does May the 18th mean to some Chinese people who believe in lucky numbers? Now listen again, please.
Numbers play a role second only to food in Chinese custom and culture. It is believed that numbers can determine a person's fate, like the naming of a child. As a matter of fact, the Chinese number game is a typical case of civilization versus tradition, where tradition often rules. According to our tradition, certain numbers are considered lucky and others unlucky. The luckiest number in Chinese culture is 8. As the Chinese think, 8 sounds like the word of prosper. 9 is also a fortunate number, something to do with longevity. 6 makes another lucky sign. 4, on the contrary, is a very unlucky number. As in Chinese, it sounds like the word for death. Thus, some Chinese, keeping to custom, try to avoid the number 4 in, for example, car number plates, house addresses, etc. It is the psychological factor that makes people believe in lucky numbers. Some people do have their own special lucky numbers and take it very seriously. As many Chinese people set their joyous events on days that carry lucky numbers, May the 18th is surely a good day for businesses to open or young couples to get married. Specifically selected for the lucky implication of the day, I shall be prosperous, 我要发。
Questions. 1. What is the most important thing in Chinese custom and culture, according to the passage?
2. Which of the following has the ruling power as is shown by the Chinese number game?
3. Which of the following numbers symbolizes a long life in Chinese culture?
4. According to the Chinese number game, which of the following would be least welcome?
5. What does May the 18th mean to some Chinese people who believe in lucky numbers? Speaking. Reference answer.
Car insurance. I need to get car insurance. Have you got an idea?
Well, you should try the company where I insured my new car. It seems to have fair rates.
Do they insure older cars?
As far as I know, they insure all kinds of vehicles.
How long have you had a policy with them?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 5 years.
And you say their rates are low?
Reasonably low. A premium of only 3,500 yuan RMB a year for all risks.
Are you covered for theft?
Yes, but you don't have to park your car carelessly just because you're insured.
What about the services?
I've always gotten good service from them.
Very good. So how can I contact them?
Let me give you their phone number, and you can call them.
Focus 2. Language Use. Section 1. Practical Reading.
And the lucky number is? Can numbers be classified into lucky numbers and unlucky ones? Do you believe that 7 is a lucky number, or that things happen in sets of 3? If so, your ideas are as old as Pythagoras, a Greek philosopher of the 6th century BC. Pythagoras believed that certain numbers and their multiples had magical power. For centuries, people have given importance to numbers and developed superstitions about them. Many of these superstitions have been passed on through the generations and still exist today. Many of the superstitions surrounding numbers have a basis in science and nature. For example, early astrologers believed that 7 planets governed the universe and therefore the lives of human beings. A 7th child was thought to have special gifts. Human life was divided into 7 ages. Every 7th year was believed to bring great change. If a person's date of birth could be divided by 7, that person's life would be lucky. For the ancient Babylonians, 3 was a lucky number because it symbolized birth, life, and death. Some people still believe that a dream repeated 3 times comes true. Numbers don't have the same meaning in all civilizations, for they are culturally loaded. 5 is considered a most holy and lucky number in Egypt. But in Ghana, the Ashanti people consider 5 to be an unlucky number. To give someone 5 of anything is to wish the person evil. The ancient Greeks and Egyptians thought the number 4 was a perfect number, symbolizing unity, endurance, and balance. However, the Chinese considered the number 4 to be unlucky, because it sounds like the word for death. The number that seems to be almost universally considered unlucky is 13. No other number has had such a bad reputation for so long. The ancient Romans regarded it as a symbol of death, destruction, and misfortune. One of the earliest written stories about number 13 appears in Norwegian culture. This story tells about a large dinner at Valhalla to which 12 gods were invited. Loki, the god of evil, came uninvited, raising the number to 13. In a struggle to throw out Loki, Balder, the favorite of the gods, was killed. There are many superstitions regarding the number 13. For example, in Britain, it's considered a bad sign for 13 people to sit at a table. Some say that the person who rises first will meet with misfortune, even death, within a year. Others say it's the last person to rise. If there are 13 people in the room, some British people will infer that the person closest to the door is bound to meet with certain misfortunes. The 13th day of the month isn't considered a good day on which to begin any new enterprise, including marriage, or to set out on a journey. Friday the 13th is undesirable to many people who believe it is the unluckiest day in the year. This belief is so widespread that there is a horror movie called Friday the 13th. Some people will go to great lengths to avoid the number 13. Hotel owners do not usually assign the number 13 to a room, preferring to label it 12A or 14 instead. The French never issue the house address 13, while in Italy, the number 13 is omitted from the national lottery. Airlines have no 13th row on their planes. An office and apartment buildings rarely have a 13th floor. From ancient civilizations to modern societies, the belief in the magic of numbers has persisted in spite of the advances in science and technology. There's nothing quite as stubborn as superstition. Even as we approach the 21st century, people still believe in bad luck and signs. In the future, people may work in space stations or travel the universe in starships. But there probably won't be a Starbase 13 or a rocket lift off on Friday the 13th. A seventh voyage will be a good one, and the third time around will be lucky.
New words.
Classify.
Philosopher.
Magical.
Superstition.
Generation.
Exist.
Surround.
Basis.
Nature.
Astrologer.
Planet.
Govern.
Therefore.
Symbolize.
Civilization.
Load.
Holy.
Perfect.
Unity.
Endurance.
Universally.
Reputation.
Symbol.
Destruction.
Misfortune.
Struggle.
Infer.
Bound.
Enterprise.
Include.
Journey.
Belief.
Widespread.
Length.
Avoid.
Assign.
Label.
Omit.
Airline.
Row.
Magic.
Persist.
Advance.
Technology.
Stubborn.
Starship.
Starbase.
Rocket.
Voyage.
Proper nouns.
Pythagoras.
Babylonian.
Egypt.
Ghana.
Ashanti.
Egyptian.
Roman.
Norwegian.
Valhalla.
Loki.
Border.
Friday the 13th.